On this programme, I'm a bit out of breath actually because I've been drumming so feverishly to that. This town ain't big enough for those. And I'm very excited tonight because obviously we get a lot of guests on here. Most of them, you know. You might have heard of them, Noddy Older and things. They're sort of minor show business figures, you know, chancers in the world of showbiz. Not often that I have the privilege of welcoming one of the true greats onto the programme. And I know that I would imagine that the audience for tonight's show is double what it normally is, because there can be very few people who listen to Radio 2 who didn't grow up listening to, watching, reading, just admiring, really, a sense of awe, Count Arthur Strong. One of the real showbiz legends, I think, is certainly a hero of mine, from the golden age of variety. Well, I know you think this is building up to a big anticlimax and say we couldn't get him, so we've got to have, like, you know, I don't know, Peter Kay on or something. But no, we have got Count Arthur Strong. He is here, and we will be meeting him very soon. Don't say I don't treat you for Christmas. Well, now then, it's nice to have a guest that people have heard of. For once, Count Arthur Strong, how the devil are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you, Mark. Can I just say how wonderful it is to be here with you, live on the radio. Hello, everybody at home, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think they can. That voice will be bringing back memories from down the years, of course.
Oh, I don't think so, without doubt, yes.
I think I first saw you. When did you do the Royal Variety performance?
Oh, that must have been 1960-something, yeah, Mark. That right. would be probably the one you saw.
Right, yes, because I was born 1958, and yeah. so I just, you know, even as a very young child, obviously you made a strong impact on them.
What a star-studded lineup there was on that night.
Who was on? Remind me.
Kenneth McKellar, the Scottish show dancer. You'll know him. It was there, I recall, saying to a young Cliff Richards, "Will you just get down off that staircase? If your mother was to come back here, it wouldn't just be you that would be in bother. It would be me as well. Now, come on, act your age, not your shirt size."
Yes, the golden memories.
Happy days, they were happy days.
Golden memories. And of course, because you've sort of got such a great... Well, memory we can talk about on two levels, because you are plugging your diaries, your memoirs.
That's correct, yes. It's through it all, I have always left, written by me, £7.99.
Right, yes, okay. Which I saw you at the launch party of in Edinburgh.
Yes, unfortunately, due to Princess Ella, we didn't have the books then.
No.
Which I was furious about. I tell you, it's been a right palaver. That's how I was getting the books. Half the books, all the pages were upside down, and there were some pages from another book in there. You'll never believe that, some detective novel.
Right.
You can imagine how I felt. At my book launch, when I was reading. Heads have rolled.
Yeah.
So, we're hoping to have the books in the shop very shortly. £7.99.
Not there for Christmas, sadly.
No, but you still can send your postal orders in, can't they?
I suppose so. Yes absolutely, yeah. But also memory, because another thing, people will remember you, they'll say, Count Arthur Strong, memory man, won't they?
That's right, yes. My wonderful old variety actor of mine I used to do in the heyday of the Variety Theatre, the memory man. Oh, yes. That was wonderful.
It was. Well, yeah. Perhaps we'll recreate that a bit later
if you're up for it. We'll give it a go, yes.
I know, you have to get in that kind of, in the zone, as we would say, in modern parlance.
That's in the modern parlance, yes. Of course, we've never had a zone in my day.
No. All right, then, but we'll try and sort of make it conducive to a bit of memory man a bit later on. It was the golden age of variety, but you were very nearly... I'm probably patronising people, because most people will know, you were very nearly James Bond, weren't you?
Oh, that's true, yes. I auditioned for the role of James Bond, but unfortunately it didn't come my way. I came very, very close to getting it. I was down to the last two.
Yeah.
Just between me and Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, what went wrong there? Or?
Well, I was offered the role of the Alec Guinness part in Bridge Up the River Kwai, the musical, not the film, the musical, the stage version.
Yeah.
And I took that. It's all in my diaries, that passage, yes.
Yeah, right.
And I think I made the right decision in the end.
Right. I mean, I think you would have been a good James Bond, because obviously, I was going to say in your younger days, but you're still very debonair, as people can see on the webcam this evening.
Thank you very much.
Very well turned. That's nice to have a guest on the programme who knows how to dress as befits the occasion.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind of you to say so.
Dinner jacket and pencil moustache.
Yes.
pomaded hair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very nice.
The finest pomade.
Yes. And, I mean, obviously, your other great role that people might remember is Robin Hood.
Oh, Robin Hood. We used to have such fun as Robin Hood. Yes, that was, again, that was in 1960-something, I think, that Robin Hood was. Yes, Little John Frytuck and all the merry men and everything. Oh, the happy days. Yeah. Swinging through teas, dressed in Lincoln Green, etc. Yes.
Yeah.
Sharing a Manhattan hood. Who could forget that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just golden memories.
Richard
golden
the Lionheart.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you are still giving on kind of your lessons in greatness and showbiz, because you still have a performance academy, don't you?
I do. My academy of performance in Doncaster, which, and over the years, we've trained up many of the top television stars off the telly there.
Would you be liberty to disclose who? Or?
If I were to say, what's his name? Timothy Christopher, of that vet programme, you all love, things nice and beautiful.
Yeah.
And one of my recent ones is that, what's his face?
And also, you find time to be a lay preacher, don't you? Which is kind of, I was wondering if you had any kind of seasonal sentiments that you might like to share with us.
Well, yes, I am a part-time lay preacher for my sins, Mark.
Very good.
And yes, I do have a seasonal message. This is around about this time of year. I do a seasonal message for the children at Sunday school.
Yeah.
And in fact, it is my very great regret to have to report that I usually do this out of a book. And last Sunday, that book went missing, presumed stolen, from the Sunday school.
Dear.
And I said to the children, I said, now, you know me. I said, I'm a fair man. I said, I'll put that light out, and if that book's there, when the light comes up, I'll say no more of it.
Mm.
So I put the light out, and when the lights came up, the bookcase had gone as well.
Right,
so
yeah.
I wish I hadn't done that, really, because the book went, and we haven't got a bookcase now.
Right.
So I don't know which one of them could have got off without.
Mm.
It was only little kids, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I'll be able to remember it, for goodness sake, you know, my background, if I can't remember the Sunday school story I've been doing for years and years. right, shall I do it now?
Oh, come on, yeah, let's have it, yeah.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all the children were in bed, excitedly waiting for Santa Claus to come down the drainpipe. Down the chimney pot, sorry, Mark. Come down the chimney pot, when suddenly, in the east, while shepherds watched their socks by night, or seated on the ground, a bright star appeared in the sky. Just then, the angel Gabriel came down and told them to follow it. This star had not gone unnoticed by the three blind men. Three blind kings of Orient are, is what I'm trying to say. They put gifts in their saddlebags of Frankenstein's gold and a big bag of sweets. Pick and mix, if you must know. Predominantly chocolate raisins. Meanwhile, in Damascus, King Herod was killing all the babies, which was very naughty of him, children, and you must never, ever do that at home. You mustn't even think about it. I can't stress that enough. So Mary and Judas decided to flee. But when they got there, they wished they hadn't bothered, because all the hotels was full. And I do have some sympathy with them for that, Mark, because that has happened to me, that getting into the hotel and it was full. I had to get our Doris to come and pick me up. But, of course, in those days, there was no Doris. What am I talking about Doris for? Anyway, they found a pigsty and bunked the night in that, which I couldn't do, because I do have standards. Now, Adam and Eve were dead.
Count Arthur Strong is with us now. I really feel ashamed, but I had to fade you out, because I had to play a record before the news, just because You know, that story was taken.
Missed the ending.
Missed the ending.
Oh, dear.
Another time. Oh, another time. Amazing. Well, we'll be getting to back to Count Arthur Strong very shortly, after the next tune, in fact, and we'll look at his memoirs, Through It All, I Always Laughed, which is one hell of a good read. Well, I'm sure you've told me it is. I haven't seen it because the book's not out, is it?
Yes, because of the problem we have. But well, it's only
£7.99. Right, so... hello to Paul Marsh, who's a bit unwell at the moment. That's from Andrew Hope. Merry Christmas to Adam and Sarah in bed in Honiton in Devon. And there's some people, John the Bank, a couple of people are saying that you look a little bit like Harry Worth.
Oh, well, I'd take that as a compliment.
Well, who wouldn't?
Harry Worth, yes.
Great Harry Worth. Yes. Right, I've been on this programme since June, and at last, a quality guest, Count Arthur Strong, is with us this evening. Someone who I think they're probably the first guest that everybody will have heard of, you know. I don't think that's...
Well, you might be right. Yeah. You might be right.
Okay. One thing I've always wanted to ask you, are you a real count?
Originally, Mark, it's interesting you asked me that. It was a music hall name, you know, a variety name. Mm. And then when I done the Royal Command in 1960-something, I believe it became official then because of the Queen and everything. So, yes, I very likely am.
Right, okay, then. One thing I didn't mention, because there's so many, you know, there's so many strings to your bow.
Yes.
You're obviously an astrologer as well, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah? Yes, I am an astrologer. Yes, yes, I've always had an interest in the heavens, heavenly bodies, the stars, the planets, the solar system, etc., the universe. Can't really think of another one. But, yes, you're right.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can check out your horoscopes on your own website, can't you?
You can. What's your birth sign?
I'm Cancer.
Cancer?
Yes.
Right. Well, let me think. Yes. I see an old man with a gypsy violin and a three-legged dog, Mark. Treat them kindly. They mean you no harm.
Set me easy for the night.
That's for tomorrow.
Right, yeah. Okay, lovely. Well, I mean, we're going to have some callers on our Crucial 3 quiz. Well, we hope we are, anyway. So perhaps you'd be kind enough to do their horoscopes when they come on.
Well,
unless they're all Cancer, in which case it'll be a bit...
No, normal. I'll do a different one for each of them.
Right, perfect.
Be glad to.
Now, obviously, you've led an incredible life, and probably writing a book is long overdue. This isn't your first book, is it? You had the Egypt book, was it?
I've written several pamphlets, yes.
Yeah.
Count Arthur Strong's Forgotten Egypt, yes, which sold, I believe, yes.
Yeah, right.
And but my current book, the one I'm promoting at the moment, is Through It All, I Have Always Laughed. My diaries of mine are done, written by me, £7.99.
Right, okay, yeah. Then. But there have been some problems with...
The princess. We won't go into all that, but yes... Yeah, there have been pages missing, pages upside down, everything in the wrong order, you know. I mean, what kind of book's that? You need an index to find out where you're supposed to be and what page, who's doing this, that, the other, the alphabet, you know.
Right.
Honestly, I've really had to lay people off at the factory.
About that, because there's bits of a detective as well.
There was. Lady Don't Fall Out the Window, I don't know how that...
Was that one of yours as well?
Well, it was an early book of mine, yes. I mean, I just gave it to Trevor Linda Princes. Whitfield Street, Doncaster, for all your printing stationery needs. Why not send a fax? Why you're in there, Mark? I just gave it to them to proofread, and for some reason, the idiot, that'll be Linda, probably.
Yeah.
She probably thought it was part of my diaries and stuck it in there, upside down as well.
Great title, isn't it, Lady Fall Out the Window? But anyway, we're not talking about that, we're talking about this book, Through It All, I've Always Laughed. Would you like to... I mean, I don't know if you're in the zone, but could you do a reading?
Well, what I'll do for you is I'll read from my proofs.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got a flipping copy of the book for, you know, because of the troubles I've outlined. So I'll just read a bit at random, because they're all as good as each other, all my entries in my dictionary. Diary. Let's have a look. Do this one, then.
Yeah.
Thursday, September 3rd. 1968, 9 a.m. No post this morning. Still raining. Get batteries. That's
all I've got down for that one. That's just a short one, is that? Some of them are short, Mark. Some of them are long.
Right.
They're all different with me, you know. No 2 days the same with
right.
me.
Well, that was short. Can we have a bit more?
I'll do a proper one. I'll find one. Here you are. This is... You'll like this one.
Right.
Wednesday, February the 7th, 1962. Great news. England have just won the World Cup at football with goals by Nobby Stiles and Alf Ramsey, which is marvellous news. Because there are so many people out on the streets celebrating, I'm almost late to arrive at the Adelphi Theatre for my show tonight. When I do get to my dressing room, my understudy, a spotty youth called Albert Finney, whose name escapes me, is already in his underpants with one leg in my show trousers. Would he be so fast to jump into my grave, I mentally note. We're doing a musical version of Bridge Up the River Kwai, in which I'm playing the Alec Guinness part, made famous by the Alec Guinness in the film of the same name. And everyone I know, Mark, says I should have done the film instead of him. Though, you're not me saying that. What I will say, though, is I'd have been a lot funnier in it than he was, and I'll just leave that there. After the show, have dinner with Max Bygraves and Jimmy Clitheroe. Jimmy's in a foul mood. First he wants ice cream with his potatoes, then he messes his trousers and won't stop crying, and all night long he's blowing on a little plastic trumpet. I tell you, I wouldn't have come if it wasn't his turn to pay. After the pudding, make my excuses and leave. Fall asleep on the 31. Awaken at terminus. I'm always doing that. Get home, 3:30. Straight to bed. To sleep, perchance to dream. Good night, dear diary. Good night. I tell you something, Mark. It's so accessible, isn't it, my style of writing? It's so very, very accessible. They're all telling me that.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. It is. I think that gives us, you know, what
£7.99.
Okay, right. Count Arthur Strong, and we're going to have a feat of memory recall that I think could be unparalleled on radio too, certainly.
Oh, I would imagine
We're going to have that to look forward to a little bit later on as well.
No, jolly good. I look forward to that.
Count Arthur Strong, everybody. Right, let's get back to the Crucial Three.
The Crucial Three, music of quality and distinction.
And we'll talk to Mark Roper in Glasgow. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 43.
So you probably, as a kid, remember Count Arthur Strong, do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's wonderful to hear him back. He's not on the radio enough, is he, would you say?
No, he's a huge influence as a child.
Absolutely, yeah, right, yeah. Do you want to, this is something you'd be able to boast about to your grandchildren in future times, Mark, but I could probably get Count Arthur to do your horoscope personally, if you like.
That would be a privilege.
Well, what's your star sign?
I'm Aquarius.
Aquarius. Count Arthur, have you got anything for Aquarians this evening?
Yes, I think I have. Hello, Mark, I remember you as well. You're a bit taller now than you used to be, aren't you? Still as cheeky as ever, though. Right, Aquarians, pin your ears back. Just a minute, where is it? Oh, is that Aquarius? Can't see it. We'll do this one, it doesn't matter, does it? You don't have to be stark raving mad to be an Aquarius, but it helps. The sign of the lunatic. Words fail me. You're right off the chart, you are. Just stay in, don't look in any mirrors, and just, you know, keep yourself out of harm's way, and you won't go wrong. That's, you've got to cross my palm with silver now. I don't know how we're going to do that over the
minute. No, well, postal order, crap.
Postal order, yeah.
I hope that helps, Mark, over the festival.
It does indeed, yeah. Yes.
Right. That's for tomorrow.
Right, okay. Right, Count Arthur Strong is with us this evening. Alan Cook's been on, says, what an evocative voice to hear. I'm a little bit younger than you, Mark, so my memory of the Count is from the summer holidays when the BBC used to show his Robin Hood in rotation with White Horses and Robinson Crusoe. Marvellous.
Oh, yes. Happy days.
It was great. The summer holidays were nothing without, you know, the horses and Robinson and the Count.
Yeah.
And you are going out to do some dates again, aren't you, in the new year?
Once my books, all the pages are right way around and everything, yes.
So that will be, you know, kind of launching the book in every town and city,
will it? Oh, it will, yes. Yeah, it's a very comprehensive book tour, yes.
And so the best place to find out about those dates would be to go to your website.
Yes, I'm on the infoweb.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised, really. I don't know why it should be, because you're obviously an intelligent man.
Well, my people have done it for me, you know.
Yeah, right.
They're very keen.
And is it just Count Arthur Strong, then? Is it,
something like Count ArthurStrong.com, I would imagine.
Right, okay,
is something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Now then, obviously, we've talked about, you know, several facets of your illustrious career.
Yes.
I suppose, for most people, the memory man is what really lives on in the memory.
Well, I would imagine so. Yes, yeah. I would imagine it is. Yes.
How did that all begin? Was that just a knack that you found you
it
had?
It was a knack I found I had. Yes, I just found that, you know, I didn't need a shop in this. For instance, when I was going to the shops for my mother, I could remember everything. You know,
yeah.
And I worked at it, and I developed this an act out of it.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was a lot better than a lot of the other ones around that were trying to.
Right.
Trying to, you know, do the memory man.
Yeah,
I wasn't the only one, but I was one of the best.
Right, okay. Yes. And so what sort of form did the show take? People in the audience would just kind of call out and say, do you remember this, or, you know, a certain aspect of life?
No, I didn't really use people from the audience. I just came out and remembered things.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. I see, right, okay.
I just came out and I told everybody the things I remembered.
Yeah. It's amazing, and do you still do that?
I do occasionally, yes, when I'm called upon to do it, yes. Yeah. It's rather a unique take on the Memory Man act, I have to say.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you think that you would be available to do a bit of that tonight? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot, but, I mean, seeing as you are here, and so many, your voice is bringing back so many golden memories, you know, how wonderful for people before Christmas to hear Count Arthur Strong, the Memory Man, sort of back on the airwaves again.
Oh, right, you've talked me into it. Soft-soaked me into it. Go on, I'll do a bit then.
Right, okay.
If I can remember it. Mm. ladies and gentlemen, Count Arthur Strong is the Memory Man, you see. Yes, I am Count Arthur Strong, the Memory Man, and I can remember things that happened years ago. Now, just in case there are sceptics out there who doubt my uncanny abilities, I will now amaze you with a list of things which I have, over the years, committed to memory, using my superhuman powers of recall. Right, and here we go. The first one's the hardest, really. 1939, Second World War declared. 1066, the Battle of Hastings. January the 22nd, 1954, 1.4 inches of rain in Aberdeen, in line with seasonal norm. November 5th, bonfire night. Wednesday, 8th of May, 2002, the Bootleg Beatles play the Civic Theatre, Guildford. Telephone 01483-444-555 to book tickets. £4 a plain flour, £2 a sugar, a packet of Nuttall's Mentos. You don't have to look at the note, just give it to Mr. Clark, the chemist. Well, you heard me on the tape recorder, Sam, just like your Auntie Irene. 1665, the Black Death. 1968, Cliff Richard wins the European Fish Wars. I'm getting an old woman through, a grey-haired old woman. Maud, she says, she's called. She's got a... the Wurzels are a pop group. The Wurzels are a pop group. The Wurzels are a pop... She's got a message for someone called Jean. Is there anyone called Jean listening? You know who you are, she says. Maud says, your eternity ring went out with the potato peelings. Look in the dustbin, love. No, I said, 2 pints of bitter, a pint of lager, a baby sham, and a half of lager and black currant. I didn't say nothing about a barley wine. I'm not playing for that.